The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it's Katie here. I'm just popping in to let you know that Soulful Valley Publishing now has 3 multi-author book opportunities. Entangled No More launches on the 9th of September. We've got Evolving on Purpose, the second book in the series, Co-creating with the Divine, which will be launching around October, November. And the first book for 2023 is called Becoming the Manifesting Diva. If you're interested in applying for any of these books, if you're a holistic coach, a healer, or an author who would like to become a best-selling author, go and check out my website at soulfulvalley.com and click on the Entangled No More page or the Evolving on Purpose page. And if you're interested in becoming a manifesting diva, we've now got a waiting list for that one next year. So pop me a message through my website.
Sam Youngs empowers empathic women to move from feeling worn out and frustrated of being known as the strong one to the freedom of understanding themselves better with improved energy and relationships, so that they can put themselves first, guilt-free. Forming healthy boundaries, physically and emotionally, is possible. Sam gently guides you on a journey of multidimensional exploration that allows you to access your own inner wisdom and improve your spiritual connection so that you can heal your heart at a deeper level. As a psychic energy healer and holistic wellness advisor, offering therapeutic services and products under her full name, Ruby Sam Youngs, Sam works with powerful energy modalities, emotions, spirit, and nature to release you from repeating life patterns keeping you stuck in a loop and people-pleasing to freedom to be who you truly are at a soul level. Sam's own childhood and life experiences give her a special interest in supporting women who have been impacted by domestic violence, dysfunctional families, addictions, maternal relationships, and chronic invisible illnesses. Parts of her life story have been featured on the BBC, Heart Radio, and in media articles for Spirit and Destiny, The Telegraph, The Mail, and The Sun, along with the joint most downloaded podcast episode on the Soulful Valley podcast, titled Unravelling Trauma. Sam lives in Shropshire, UK with her fluffy rescue dog and can be found regularly admiring the wonders of the sky, universe and Mother Earth. She particularly loves flowers, crystals, Walida, stars and laughing. You can connect, contact or book with Sam online via the link in the show notes. It's at her Linktree, Ruby Sam Youngs.
Hello, and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Sam.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. Sam Youngs is one of the contributing authors in the book that we're launching next week called Entangled No More.
A week today.
A week today. How do you feel about that, Sam?
Oh, a big ball of many, many mixed emotions. It doesn't feel real, even though now we've entered September, it's like, oh, this is actually happening.
Yes, very real. Yeah. Look, sitting on Kindle now, waiting for me to click all the buttons. It's very real, it's come together. Sam, your chapter, can you let the listeners know what it's called?
Oh, the title, yes. So you've put me on the spot there. So the title is Who and What Do You Keep Saying Yes To?
Oh, that sounds like a juicy title. I think we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about your chapter with the listeners without giving away too much? Because, of course, if they want all of the juiciness of that chapter, they need to come and buy the book next Friday.
Yes. So, yeah, it's a snippet, a sort of a whirlwind whistle stop of some parts of my life story. There's a lot more to it that couldn't all go into one chapter. But yeah, it's a whistle stop tour of different things in my life that I kept saying yes to and the impact it's had on me and the realisation of breaking out of that pattern of saying yes to everyone else and not myself.
Which I've done myself for 5 decades, so I really understand this one. This is one that I think some of us need to continually work on.
Yeah, it's sort of that label that the people please him. It's yeah, the more healing I've done and that the understanding of my behaviours in life and my responses to different things that have happened to me, yeah, it might not register or be known to some people yet that people-pleasing behaviour is actually a response to being entangled in a relationship that really isn't healthy. And that could be many things. So I'm saying yes to alcohol was one of my biggest. I said yes to that. The last person standing, I would keep saying yes to that. And then it's saying yes to doing stuff that you really don't want to do, but you still keep doing it anyway.
We can be caught up in a society as well that has these expectations of us. And I don't know about you, but when you've been brought up in a childhood that has never been safe, you sort of don't feel safe as an adult to say no to people.
No.
So you say yes because you want them to like you and you're looking for people to love you because you haven't had that in earlier years.
No, you've hit it really well there. It is, and in my chapter you will see from the very beginning of me arriving on Earth, it wasn't safe. And I've carried that theme of not feeling safe, not feeling wanted, feeling abandoned. For decades, you know, I'm in. Soon, not many months away, we'll be 50. So, yeah, it's carried through. And that theme of what we hold in our bodies that we're not really aware of is actually still there, and there will be things, other events in life, other experiences will sort of open that wound back up again without us knowing, because it's subconscious. It's, you know, most of our behaviors and beliefs are subconscious, but we're in this automatic, mechanical human body that responds automatically, and we don't really know why until we start to become not entangled in it anymore. Like that, I love the title of this book. I mean, it was when you put this out, well, it was sort of the end of last year, wasn't it? It came to you. I was just like, oh wow, that just like speaks to me so much. Yeah,
I think that's been the feeling for everybody that's joined as well. We've all been entangled in some way, which many humans are. So
yes,
you don't have to have had the huge traumas that we've had in our life to be entangled in relationships and situations. And this book as well shares that across all walks of life. So it's not even just about your romantic relationships either, is it? It's about every relationship in your life. And to me as well, the reason for mental health problems with the majority of people is because of this entanglement in relationships. It's usually connected to our relationship with other people, with the world around us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, that everything is energy, and we are connected to so much at a cellular level even before we arrived here. We carry on the energetic imprints, you know, from our DNA line, and what this life or other lives have maybe enhanced that in ways that are not helpful. and on the other side, there will be things that have happened that are helpful. And I say in my chapter, you know, the things that happened to me in my body are sort of, there's a lot of Big Bang references in my chapter. going bang in 2010, even though it was like walking into a hell, it was actually the best thing that could have happened. But I don't want other people to reach that point.
No, because you don't have to, do you? You don't have to get to the disasters that we've come to before we finally realise.
Yeah.
And of course, this knowledge, you know, this knowledge wasn't there for us 10 years ago. It maybe wasn't there for us 5 years ago. We came across it recently, and people can come across it in their 20s instead of waiting until they're in their 50s. I'll be 54 this month. I know exactly what you mean.
No, and it is. Everyone's got their own journey, and everyone's got their own starting point of when they're ready, I guess, to change and step out of what they're living at the moment.
And this book goes in very deep with the subconscious and the superconscious and intuition, and not the rational way that you might think about relationships, not the way you might come at it from the viewpoint of being a victim. We've all been as well, and how our energy affects us even when we've left relationships, when they're long over, when people are dead and gone, how they still affect us, because we still hold that energetically in our body. So I love the work that you do with the Healy. To mention that, because you've sent some Healy, I can't remember what you call them,
frequencies
to me at times when I've needed a bit of support, and they're brilliant. I love them. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, and that just goes to show that, you know, again, I'll say it again, everything is energy. There is no barriers, time, space, distance. And if you set an intention and a focus, you can make changes, and they will be received in. But to do that, we need to clear out some of the baggage we're trying to lug around with us.
Close the doors.
Close the doors and say goodbye, but say goodbye in a healthy way. It's it's such a deep topic, and I mean, you're in the position because you've read every chapter.
I know exactly what's going on. Nobody else does. I best say that nobody else knows about, unless a chapter's been shared. I think one person did share her chapter in our messenger group. I'm sure that's the only one that's actually been shared. So I'm in the position that I know how wonderful this book is.
And that's it. I mean, reading all the titles, and I think I put on one of my posts, you know, we've all got unique stories, but just what we have shared in the hub, that there are some common themes. So whilst people might feel very alone in their own situations, I think by reading this book, it will connect with people, and hopefully they won't feel so alone.
And you'll definitely feel that connection in these stories. I did. Most of the chapters that I can see apart, it's almost as if they've shared my story. So it's almost as if I've put out this book, I've shared my chapter, and the bits I didn't share, other people have shared.
That's a good point. I'm really looking forward to seeing that and reading the chapters. It's all. Yes, I can't believe it's actually happening. It's I think everyone in there is bearing a part of their selves quite deeply, aren't they? And sharing.
Absolutely. And a book about toxic relationships, it's maybe not what you might have expected, because we're coming at it from such a deeper place.
Yes.
Of self-awareness.
Yes.
And really getting to the crux of what's really going on. Sam, how can people find you and how can you help them?
Well, how can they find me? So, buy the book.
All the links are in the book.
All the links are going to be in the book. But yes, you can find me online, Facebook, etc. I work under my full name, which is Ruby Sam Youngs, but you can find me under Sam Youngs with a Z on the end. And how do I help you? So I help empathic women who might be feeling absolutely worn out, frustrated with always being the one spinning all the plates, the one that everyone calls, oh, you're so strong, everyone comes to you and you've like just reached a point of not really knowing why you're here, but wanting to know what your purpose is, but just feeling disconnected from everything. So what I can do with my different emotional, energetic therapies and quantum therapies is actually start to identify and reveal to them what is showing up in their current reality and where that's linked back to. And that might be different life events, experiences. It could be ancestral, your family's DNA, and it could also be past lives. I take them on a journey of exploration, and in the chapter it is I refer to going into your dark matter. And we release that, we identify what's been held in your body, whether that be beliefs, behaviours, physical ailments or issues that are showing up, how you're reacting in different relationships. And I release it with my tools. It's very bespoke to each person. And then we work on replacing what we've released with energy that is beneficial for you. You're going to have a greater understanding about yourself, a deeper connection to your heart, which then opens up the gateway to the connection to higher sources and also the earth energies. And you just understand yourself better, and you've broke the grip that these people pleasing patterns have on you.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. You can also come and find Sam in our launch Facebook support group.
Yes, good point.
Which
good
is point. At www.entangledno.com. We would love to see you there.
Sure.
And have you in our corner when we launch the book next Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sam?
Just know that it is possible to break the cycles that you want to break free of, and buying this book, supporting the charities that this book is, there's a lot of personal connection, I know, for you personally, Katie.
Actually, yeah, I haven't actually spoken about this yet. So we are, we're supporting a charity called Integrated Cancer Therapies, which is a local charity to me, and one that I chose to support with all of my books last year when I launched the first book, because of a man called Steve Rawson, who was a volunteer when I ran a charity called Stages, a mental health alternative mental health charity, and he also volunteered for Integrated Cancer Therapies, and he was somebody who supported me through the COVID period. Sometimes he was the only person that I saw. We exchanged therapies with each other. And he told me about the wonderful work that went on there. It was a local charity. I'd run a local charity, so I knew how important it was to support local charities, because I know how difficult it is to get funding. But Steve passed away, sadly, of cancer himself in June, and he's in our launch support group. He'd already joined it before this happened, and he was so happy for me that I was launching these books and what we'd raised so far for the charity. So now I really want to go big on this one for him, so it will be in memory of Steve.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes, and in my chapter, I do mention someone as well who passed away during this writing of my chapter from cancer as well. So, which is linked to my story. So, yeah, it's just a smashing book. And thank you, Katie, for getting this out there in the world.
Thank you, Sam, for saying yes to sharing your story.
Yes, saying yes to something healthy.
I will see you in the launch.
Yes, see you soon.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.